Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
And we just saw a really sad end to our nymph Echo.
I hope day three is a happy one.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. All right. So our nymph Echo, she had tricked a goddess Hera, which made Hera very angry. And Hera put a curse on Echo.
And sadly, Echo can only repeat what other people have said. She can't even start a conversation. And remember, she loves to talk.
Right. Now, Echo finds Narcissus hunting in the forest, and she falls in love. He's so handsome. And she follows him into a cave, but she can't talk to him.
对呀，她不能讲话，因为她已经被下诅咒了。所以呢，他就听到说 Who's here? Who's here? Here. 然后 Echo 就只能说 Here, here, here. Okay, and of course, eventually Narcissus gets impatient with Echo. 就是他当然就是不耐烦了 because she can't answer his questions, so he leaves.
That's right. Now Echo, she is so sad that she stays in the caves and mountains forever. But even though her body is gone, we can still hear her voice when we go into the mountains.
Echo.
Yeah, we can even still hear her cave or her echo. Sometimes, like if we're in a cave or in a small room, maybe. Now, what about Narcissus, though?
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's going to happen to him? We'll have to find out in our day three article.
Echo and Narcissus.Although Narcissus is handsome, he is very mean. He not only rejects Echo, but he also rejects all the other nymphs. One of the nymphs prays,
I hope Narcissus falls in love, but nobody returns his love.
She wants him to feel the nymph's heartache. After Narcissus hunts, he stops at a lake.To drink water. He sees his reflection in the water. However, he doesn't realize he is staring at his own face. He thinks,
Who is that beautiful person?
He can't stop looking at his reflection. Narcissus finally dies of hunger and thirst. His body turns into a lovely white flowerwith green leaves. Today, people also call this flower Narcissus.
Word power!
Reject, reject. Liam rejected the love letter from Polly because he already has a girlfriend.Liam rejected the love letter from Polly because he already has a girlfriend. Pray, pray. Charles prayed that he would get a good grade on tomorrow's test. Charles prayed that he would get a good grade on tomorrow's test.Lake, lake. My house is next to a lake, so I go swimming every weekend. My house is next to a lake, so I go swimming every weekend. Hunger, hunger.Every 5 seconds, a child dies of hunger somewhere in the world. Every 5 seconds, a child dies of hunger somewhere in the world.
Okay, I have some interesting information here for you, Laura. It says, although Narcissus is handsome,
we know that.
Yeah, he is very mean.
What? Okay, 所以今天我们就得知了 Narcissus 他虽然长得很英俊 但是他是非常的 mean， 很坏，很刻薄。那注意，这里我们用 although， 虽然怎么样怎么样，可是呢，我们不能跟可是。You cannot have although and but in the same sentence. 所以虽然但是中文可以，可是英文我们只能用其中一个字在一个句子里。
Right, okay, so he's just a mean person. He might be good to look at,
right?
But he's not good to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it says, he not only rejects Echo, but he also rejects all the other nymphs.
So picky. Okay, so he 不仅拒绝了 Echo, 他还拒绝所有其他的仙女耶。OK， 这里呢，不过我们要先停一下，因为当然我们看到是不是一个很棒的文法点，就是 not only but also 不止怎么样，还有怎么样这样子的用法，到底要怎么用呢 ？Let's ask our magic box teacher.
OK.
Magic box， 找亮点。
各位同学，大家好，是我罗拉·法福特。坟墓奇兵又要来寻找秘密宝藏，探索历史的真相。是说这个行业看似很精彩，可以呢到世界各地，但其实我们也是很辛苦的哦。比方说呢，其他同行呢都觉得我只是长得漂亮，哪有什么专业，瞧不起我。I have not only a beautiful face, but also a great knowledge of history. 我可是才貌双全的好吗？才貌双全意思呢，就是内在外在兼具，不仅美丽而且聪明哦。不仅怎么样而且怎么样，这种时候呢，我们就在英文里面该怎么说呢？我们呢就可以使用 not only A but also B 这个句型咯。例如呢，我说我才貌双全， I'm not only beautiful but also smart， 我不仅美丽而且聪明。 I'm not only beautiful but also smart， 我不仅美丽而且聪明。 OK， I have not only a beautiful face but also a great knowledge of history， 而且啊，我呢不仅美丽的脸孔，我呢还有丰富的历史知识。 I have not only a beautiful face but also a great knowledge of history。大家有没有发现这个句型 not only A but also B 的 A 和 B 之间有什么关联？没有错， A 和 B 呢必须是对等的了。当我们 A 是名词的时候， B 也必须是名词。如果呢 A 是形容词，那 B 自然也是形容词咯。帮大家复习一下，当我们想要表示不仅 A 而且 B 的时候，我们呢就可以使用这个句型了。主词加上动词加上 not only ABut also B， 特别提醒大家了 ，A 和 B 呢必须是对等的形式，而且同学们特别注意喽 ，also 是可以省略的，所以呢，你肯定也会看到有人说 ，I'm not only beautiful but smart， OK， I'm not only beautiful but smart， 把 also 省略掉，这样子呢一样是对，可不是错的喽。
Okay, welcome back. Not only, but also a very good phrase to learn. So we learned that he didn't just reject Echo, he rejected all the nymphs, right? So I guess he just doesn't think they're beautiful, I don't know. But he rejected them. Now, this is a verb. It's spelled R-E-J-E-C-T, reject. And it's our first word power today. So let's find out what it means.When you reject a person, you do not choose that person for something. Now, if there are two people who want one job, one person will get chosen and the other person gets rejected. That means they don't get the job. Here's another example. Liam rejected the love letter from Polly because he already has a girlfriend.Liam rejected the love letter from Polly because he already has a girlfriend.
Reject 就是拒绝这样的意思哦。像是呢，如果你跟老师说，我今天忘记做我的功课 ，because my dog ate my homework， 我的狗吃掉我的功课。I think your teacher will reject your excuse for being late. OK， 就是说你可能迟到，因为我的狗狗吃了功课，所以我就没有办法提早来呀，或是怎么样准时到。What a bad excuse. OK， 那有时候呢，你可能还会拒绝什么呢？ The love letter, okay, like our example sentence. Liam 拒绝收下 Polly 的情书，因为 oh, okay, that's a good thing. He already has a girlfriend.
Yeah,
他已经有女朋友了。Yeah. So he's not like Narcissus, who's very proud, who's like rejecting all the nymphs. Okay?
Right. Can I just say...My dog ate my homework once.
I
had to tell my teacher that.
So it's like the truth, not an excuse.
Yeah, it wasn't very...
So he really did eat.
He really did. It was kind of funny, actually. I was a good kid, so my teacher actually believed me.
Okay.
But yeah. All right, so here, let's find out what's going to happen. The nymphs, they're all sad, too, because Narcissus doesn't love them. So it says, one of the nymphs prays...I hope Narcissus falls in love, but nobody returns his love.
Oh, they're all very mean people. You know, 其中一位仙女她竟然祈祷的内容感觉有点坏心哦。她说，我希望 Narcissus 会怎么样 fall in love, 就是坠入爱河。但是没有人会回应她的爱。Okay.
I want you to feel the same as me.
Yeah, 一种报复的概念。
All right, well, we did find out what the nymphs prayed, or what one of the nymphs prayed. Pray is a verb. It's spelled P-R-A-Y, pray.And it's our second word power, so let's find out more about it. We're talking about the verb pray. When you pray, you wish or hope very strongly that something will happen or be true. This nymph really wishes for Narcissus to fall in love, but that person not to love him. Here, pray is just a strong way to say wish or hope. Here's an example sentence.Charles prayed that he would get a good grade on tomorrow's test. Charles prayed that he would get a good grade on tomorrow's test.
Pray 就是祈祷的意思。不过呢，刚刚呢 ，Aaron 老师有补充，其实，在口语上，我们可以常常用来表示就是 wish or hope， 你非常非常希望一件事情，所以你当然会怎么样 ？Pray to God， 可能跟神明说拜托拜托，像是 We pray to God for their safe return， 希望他们可以平安归来。或者有时候呢，可能不能真的跟神明祈祷，但是可能就是你非常希望可以得到某人的原谅，你就可以说 pray for forgiveness， 祈求原谅。还有时候呢，在什么情况下，可能是发生一件事情，然后你希望可以就是祈福的一个概念，或者是说可以祈求一件好的事情会发生，像是 the family prayed to God that she wouldn't need surgery， 就是全家人祈祷她不用动到手术哦。那看回刚刚的例句，比较像是呢非常非常希望的意思，就是 Charles 他祈祷他明天的考试可以得到好成绩。Well, you better study hard though. You can't just like pray and say, okay, I hope I'll get 100% without studying hard.
Okay, well, why did she pray for this? She wants him to feel the nymph's heartache.
Okay, 就是他想要让这个 Narcissus 有同理心吧，我怎么用一个比较正面的角度去想，他想要让这个 Narcissus 感受到仙女们的心痛， heartache 就是心痛的意思。
Okay, well, they're all feeling pretty bad, it sounds like. But let's find out what happens to Narcissus. It says, after Narcissus hunts...He stops at a lake to drink water.
Okay, 我们接着就看到到底呢，他会不会发生就是一个很悲情的恋情哦。所以 Narcissus 他打猎之后呢，哎，他就停留在一座湖边喝水。
He's thirsty. Yeah, so he's gone to the lake. And this is our word power word today. It's spelled L-A-K-E, lake. It's a noun, and let's find out what it is.
Okay.
A lake is a large area of water that is completely surrounded by land. Now, if it's not surrounded by land, it's probably an ocean, which is much, much bigger than a lake. Now, a very small lake is called a pond, P-O-N-D, pond. Now, here's an example sentence. My house is next to a lake, so I go swimming every weekend. My house is next to a lake,So I go swimming every weekend.
Lake 就是湖哦 ，OK， 但是 pond 呢 ，OK， 就是池塘，但是比较大的呢，就是 river， 就是河。 OK， 像是呢，如果人有的人他是非常有钱，他可能就会 he has a villa by the lake。Wow， OK， 他在湖畔有一所别墅哦。那看回刚刚的例句提到就是 ，Wow， my house is next to a lake， 我的家在一座湖旁边。然后呢，好棒哦 ！So I go swimming every weekend， 所以我每个周末都会去游泳。I would want that to have a house by the lake.
Yeah, me too.、All right. Well, Narcissus is getting a drink of water, and here's something else that happens. He sees his reflection in the water.
Ah, interesting. 所以他在水中，因为大家要喝水的时候，就会看到什么呢 ？Reflection， 他自己的倒影。
So he sees his.reflection、and here it says however、he doesn't realize there's that word again he、doesn't realize he is staring at his own face、
he's not very smart just kidding 然而呢他却没有意识到记不记得我们学到 realize 是意识他正在怎么样凝视的是他自己的脸It's a reflection Narcissus、Okay stare 这里我们先来学一下就是盯着I think it's really rude to stare at people.
Yeah, it's not very nice. All right, well, it's like he's looking in a mirror in this lake. And he, here it says he thinks, who is that beautiful person?
我觉得这个蛮好笑的因为他心中就想说、天哪、这个美丽的人是谁呀、Okay, he's in love with himself.
Yeah, he's in love with the person in the water.
Okay.
He just doesn't know that it's him. All right, well, the article also says he can't stop looking、at his reflection.
他是一个自恋鬼的概念哦，他无法停止凝视他自己的倒影。他说，怎么这个人这么美啊？到底是谁？Interesting.
Yeah, and here, it actually, I mean, that's not really funny, but like...
Okay.
He actually stays at the lake so long.
What?
It says Narcissus finally dies of hunger and thirst.
What? That's a really terrible ending as well. Okay, so Narcissus 最终怎么样？因为他可能花了太多时间一直在看他的倒影，然后觉得哦天哪，这个美丽的人是谁？他最后死于怎么样？饥饿还有口渴。我们都知道口很渴是。Thirsty, okay?、That's the adjective. 这是、那个形容词。可是我们刚刚看到 die of hunger and thirst. 其中的 thirst 就是口渴，但是它是当作名词来用。And we also saw the word hunger.
That's right. So we know thirst is about water.
Right.
Hunger, this noun. We'll find out what it means in a minute. But here, let's spell it first. It's spelled H-U-N-G-E-R, hunger. And it's a noun.Hunger is a lack of food or not having anything to eat. Now, when you have hunger for a long time, you can get really sick and eventually die because your body needs food. Now, hunger can also be the feeling of being hungry. Now, hungry is the adjective. Just like thirst and thirsty, we have hunger and hungry. Here's an example sentence.Every 5 seconds, a child dies of hunger somewhere in the world. Every 5 seconds, a child dies of hunger somewhere in the world.
I'm so hungry. 哦，我们都知道很饿是用 hungry or starving, right? 可是呢，在这里我们看到的 hunger 是 hungry 的名词，就是饥饿的意思。所以当我们说 die of hunger, that means you're dying because you don't have enough food. You're starving to death. 就是死于饥饿的意思。比方刚刚的例句其实就是非常沉重的哦，就是说每5秒呢，世界的某处就有一位孩童。死于饥饿 a child dies of hunger.
Okay, well, we do have a positive ending a、
we、
little、
do?
Bit here. Yep, it says,、so his body stays next to the、lake, and it says his body turns into a lovely white flower with green leaves.
No, that sounds beautiful. Okay,、所以他的身体变了一朵美丽的，然后衬着绿叶的白花。Okay, 因为他其实本来也长得是一个美男子吧。A turn into B 就是 A 变成 B 这样的意思。像是 I often think of the story, 青蛙王子 the witch turned the prince into a frog.
That's right. Okay, well, let's find out about this flower.
Right?
It says, today, people also call this flower Narcissus.
Oh, 所以现今人们就把这个花称为 Narcissus, okay?、Mm-hmm.而且其实、Narcissism, 对不对
right,
其实就是有自恋的意思、这个字其实 Don't ask me to spell this word. It's super difficult and long.、
Okay. It is. It's even hard for me to spell, actually. Right. All right. Well, that is the end、of our story today. A little bit sad this time,、but I guess we got a beautiful flower out of it、and、an echo in a cave.、
Okay. It sounds like an okay...Happy ending.
Kind of. All right. Well, maybe we'll do a happier story next month.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, it's time for review time, so we'll see you in a second.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, welcome back to review time. Now, we've done a definition quiz, a definition
spelling.
And spelling quiz. Now, it's just a normal quiz time.
Oh, is that going to be easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, think about our words today.
Okay.
All right. Which word power word is a large body of water?
Oh, 跟水有关。湖 lake.
Yeah, okay. Okay, number two. Fred asked Wilma...to go on a date, but she...
rejected him.
Good past tense as well. Okay, number three. Name the two word power words that are nouns.
Easy, hunger and lake.
You got it again. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a bit harder question. Who does Narcissus fall in love with? Is it Echo, the nymph he meets in the cave, Hera...the goddess that's married to Zeus, or himself, which is who he sees in the water.
See!
Yeah.
爱上他自己 because he's like, oh, who's this beautiful person?
It's... I don't know.
Okay, well, okay. Well, at least we're having fun in our review time game compared to the ending.
Okay.
Okay, so, well, I hope you get all those right. Okay, so, 下次呢 maybe we'll talk about a happier story in our next month's story.
I think we probably will.
Okay, I'll see you next time then.
All right, bye-bye.
Echo and Narcissus. Although Narcissus is handsome, he is very mean. He not only rejects Echo, but he also rejects all the other nymphs. One of the nymphs prays, I hope Narcissus falls in love, but nobody returns his love. She wants him to feel the nymph's heartache. After Narcissus hunts, he stops at a lake to drink water. He sees his reflection in the water. However, he doesn't realize he is staring at his own face. He thinks,
Who is that beautiful person?
He can't stop looking at his reflection. Narcissus finally dies of hunger and thirst. His body turns into a lovely white flower with green leaves. Today, people also call this flower Narcissus.
Reject, reject. Liam rejected the love letter from Polly because he already has a girlfriend.Liam rejected the love letter from Polly because he already has a girlfriend. Pray, pray. Charles prayed that he would get a good grade on tomorrow's test. Charles prayed that he would get a good grade on tomorrow's test.Lake, lake. My house is next to a lake, so I go swimming every weekend. My house is next to a lake, so I go swimming every weekend.
Hunger, hunger. Every 5 seconds, a child dies of hunger somewhere in the world. Every 5 seconds, a child dies of hunger somewhere in the world.